Welcome to the Kidade Podcast, an experimental arena in which fiction and audio intersect. I'm your host, Joe Hannon. In the coming weeks, I'll be debuting season one of this podcast, Something Authentic, a short story told by text-to-speech and set to random generative music. Words written by me and sound sculpted by the incomparable Andrew Wilkinson. He's at data_wolf on Instagram. Each episode will also be available for purchase as an NFT when the episode debuts. Mark your calendars for June 1st so you don't miss episode 1. Periodically, I'll also do one-off stories, like this one. This is an origin story, a story about a mother and the labor that comes after labor. Let's get to it. Here's Jan from Lactation, a short story by me, Joe Hannon. The baby mewls in the night. He stirs in the bassinet and his lungs pump out a cry. Dad checks his watch. The hands point to the iridium dots, somewhere between 2 and 3 a.m. He's not sure. He's misplaced his glasses in this unfamiliar setting. The baby's hungry again. Dad looks toward the starry array of green and white lights that webs Mom in the hospital bed. She is yet to wake. He knows she will soon. Finally, he sees movement, just as the baby's cry becomes a piercing squall. What time is it? Mom asks. It's early, Dad says. He's hungry? Yes, Dad says. He's got 3 jobs, and that's one of them. Can you bring him to me? It may be weeks before she's moving again, under her own power. Moving well, anyway. An angry incision traverses her abdomen. The boy had been breached. Dad hands Mom the baby, who settles at the smell of his mother, the feeling of the breast. He begins to nurse. The door clanks open. It's a nurse, pushing what looks like a vacuum cleaner on a pole. It's the color of eggnog, and has the look of something thoughtlessly crafted in the 80s or 90s. Neither knows what it is, but they know it portends something bleak. They force smiles for the intruder. They know they're supposed to look happy. Hi, I'm Jan, the lactation consultant. I was looking at his chart, and he's down below 12% weight loss, so I think we need to take some measures. Measures? Dad asks. Yes, measures. Jan wheels the pole vacuum over, and something inside Dad urges him to shove it back out the door where it came. But Dad obliges. Does this have to happen now? He asks. Yes, your baby is now severely underweight. Mom, I want you to start using this. Jan pushes the pole vacuum to the bedside. Mom recoils but stifles it, keeps the baby on the breast, tries to keep her heart rate under control, but there it is on the digital readout. Dad watches the screen. Jan dumps a puke bucket full of cups, a bra, tubing, small-lidded containers. You need to start pumping, she says. We need to get your supply up so your baby has enough to eat. We can't let him lose any more weight. Any poopy and pee-pee diapers, Dad? Yes, lots of them. They're all on the chart. See for yourself. He gestures with his chin toward a small desk in the corner. Jan isn't interested. She cuts the nipple zone out of the flimsy sports bra and fixes 2 plastic cups to the back of it. You'll want something more secure when you're home, she says. But this will do for now. I want you to give him 1 breast, then the other, then pump for 15 minutes. Dad's struggling to take mental notes. It's all slipping through the cheesecloth of his sleepless mind. After every pumping session, Jan continues, you'll need to hand wash all these parts. When you're home, there's a microwave safe bag. Sterilize once per week. Don't forget this. Dad looks over to Mom. Mom can see the headlights coming, and he can see that she sees it. The bag is only good for 12 sterilizations, Jan continues. Remember this. Mark it down each time you use it. There are spaces on the outside of the bag. Now let's check that latch. Wait, Dad says. I'm sorry. It's 2 or 3 a.m., whatever it is. You'll have to play all that back. But Jan isn't listening. She's prying at Mom's breast, forcing the baby to latch and unlatch, probing around his mouth with a gloved finger. He gags, cries out. Jan mutters something about donor milk, something Dad can't hear. The boy is purple-faced and bawling. Mom is rocking him, but it's doing little good. And Dad can feel his pulse beating in his eardrums. Ah, Jan says. I think these cups are too small. You have small breasts. I'll be back with a different set. Jan leaves. The door closes behind her with a mechanical clank. Mom starts a stammering cry. I just feel so overwhelmed. The tears are a torrent now. Dad rubs his eyes, sits down on the edge of the bed. Puts his hand on her leg and squeezes gently. As he does, the pneumatic circulation boots meant for preventing blood clots trigger and also squeeze her legs. Dad recoils a bit, but replaces his hand. Unhook me, Mom says.
Why?
Do it. Tell me why first.
You know why.
I do know why, and I don't want you to.
I have to.
Take him. But unhook me first. Dad does as instructed. She hands him the baby. Her face is purple with strain. Pain contorts her mouth. She rises, pulls the catheter out. Blood-tinged urine runs down her leg, staining the hospital gown. Mom doesn't care or doesn't notice. The boy is calm now. Mom disconnects her blood pressure cuff, the pulse oximeter, the IV pump. This triggers a staccato burst of alarms. The web of neon stars around the hospital bed begins to flash. Down the long hospital corridor, they hear the pinging of an alarm. There's no one at the nurse's station to answer it. It's a struggle, but she takes her first steps. Stay here, Mom says. Dad does as instructed. I feel like a cow, Mom says, and Dad knows that she's already done with feeling that way. With much effort, Mom begins the march out into the corridor. She's leaning on the vacuum pole. It doesn't offer much stability, its plastic casters skittering helter-skelter across the polished linoleum. She's fine, Dad tells himself. I'm fine, Mom tells herself. You need a mask, a disembodied nurse calls out down the long corridor. Mom flips her the bird. The nurse takes it in stride. As Mom walks, if you can call it walking, she feels the chill blast of air conditioning on her bare ass. She leaves a small trail of blood in her wake. Jan types up the report feverishly in her cramped office. Baby in dire need of nutrition. Extreme weight loss. Parents not cooperative. She beams the orders to a charge nurse. Heel stick, blood draw, glucose levels, donor milk. She hears the plastic wheels on the linoleum. Ah, Jan calls out. I forgot to show you the controls, Dad. Mom stands in the door. She's a slight woman, but rage makes her stand a bit taller. Are you a mother? Mom asks.
What?
Are you a mother? Have you done this? What does that have to do with it?
Are you?
Jan shakes her head. The breast pump stands between them like some profane totem pole, the yellow color of curdled formula. Mom hoists it overhead. Jan's pupils dilate. Mom hurls the pump at Jan. Jan ducks. The pump shatters the window behind Jan, falling several stories before smashing through the windshield of a neurosurgeon's new Tesla. Mom leaves Jan cowering behind the desk. She returns to the room, without the pump, and Dad immediately understands. The charge nurse, also understanding, brings formula, donor milk, small acts of kindness like fresh blankets and towels. Somehow, the cops never get called. Not even security. Eventually, Mom, Dad, and baby leave, return home. Waiting on Mom's phone is a voicemail from Jan. Hi, it's Jan, the lactation consultant. She sounds chipper. I'm just calling to see how he's doing. His numbers look good before... Mom hangs up, and Jan never calls back. Thank you for listening to Jan from Lactation. You can read Jan from Lactation yourself at johannon.com/kid8. That's kid and the number 8. If you enjoyed the story, you can support Kid 8 Podcast by making a donation at venmo.com/kid8creative. That's kid, the number 8, and creative. All links are in our show notes. Also, if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on your podcast platform of choice and tell a fellow lover stories about it. And one more thing. Please come back for episode 1, season 1 of the Kid 8 Podcast, Something Authentic, debuting June 1st. You can learn more about Something Authentic at my website, johannon.com/kid8. You can also follow me on Instagram. I'm at jhannon86. That's J-H-A-N-N-A-N and the number 86. Thank you for listening, and support your local creatives.